Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Tom.
It's our literature unit, folks. But it's not just literature, Tom.
Yeah.
We're actually going to be talking about a book that a lot of listeners know about because it was turned into some movies.
Not just one, but a couple.
No, but they're very famous. I do love the actress who was in it. She just won an Oscar.
For that movie?
No, not for this movie. But she did win an Oscar this year, and I really enjoy her. So I have kind of followed what she's been doing. And when the movie came out, I thought it looked more like a teenage film for teenagers.
Mm-hmm.
But it looks to be a little bit violent. We're going to talk about how violent the story really is. Because we're talking about Suzanne Collins' novel, The Hunger Games, for the next 3 days. So hopefully all our listeners will enjoy that.
That's what we're going to do. And like we almost always do with literature, we're going to talk about this for 3 days. The first day, we'll summarize the plot of the book. And then the day after that, we'll talk about the author and how the book came to be written. And then on the third day, we'll talk about the book itself, what it means, and why people like it. But today, we're going to talk about the plot, the storyline, so let's get to it. Here it is. Suzanne Collins' novel, The Hunger Games, is a science fiction tale about a terrible competition called The Hunger Games. It's an annual event which pits children against one another in a brutal survival contest. Two children, one boy and one girl, are respectively selected from each of the 12 districts in the country of Panem and placed in a large outdoor arena which is controlled by the government. The children are then given weapons and must fight to the death until one champion remains. The main character, Katniss, is horrified when she hears her younger sister, Prim, has been selected to represent District 12 in the games, so she volunteers to take her place. Peeta, a boy she has known since childhood, is selected as the male representative from her district. Afterwards, the children receive brief combat training and appear on TV during the opening ceremonies. Finally, they are transported to the outdoor arena and the games officially begin. At the start, Katniss decides not to fight and escapes into the woods. She befriends a girl named Rue from District 11, and they team up, but Rue is later killed by another contestant. A rule change is later announced, and it allows there to be two winners from the same district, so Katniss searches for Peeta. He's extremely ill, but she nurses him back to health. In the end, they defeat all of their enemies, but the organizers once again change the rules, announcing that there can only be one winner. Hearing about the changed rules, Peeta and Katniss decide to eat poisonous berries and die together. However, their determination changes the government's decision, and both of them are declared winners in the end.
So let's look at the title here, The Hunger Games, Hungry for Violence. Violence is the use of physical force to hurt someone or to even damage their property, hurt the things that they own. A lot of times when we talk about violence being in films or movies, we're talking about lots of people getting shot and killed and stabbed, and it's pretty tough for little kids to watch, especially. If there's too much violence, a lot of parents don't let their children go see those movies because it's hard on them. Kids aren't used to seeing all that violence. Unfortunately, they're getting used to it now because of all the video games. But still, we try to protect kids from a lot of violence, which makes this movie even more interesting because it's the children in the movie that are being hunted and killed.
Yes, that's appalling. That's terrible. Yes. How could that be? We're supposed to protect our children.
I know.
But that's kind of, I suppose, the reason why a lot of people like this movie, especially kids. I guess it helps them deal with violence. Violence is the noun form. If you describe something as having violence, you could say it's violent. That was a very violent movie, for example. Well, the author of this book is Suzanne Collins, and her novel, The Hunger Games, is a science fiction tale about a terrible competition called The Hunger Games. So it's science fiction, or a work of science fiction, a science fiction story, a science fiction movie. Science fiction generally is used as an adjective, so it sounds funny if you say, oh, that movie was a science fiction. That's weird. You say it's a science fiction movie or a science fiction novel, which is like fiction in the future that involves science. Usually it's about, you know, spaceships and travel into the future and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Or you could just say it's science fiction. It's sci-fi. Someone could say, what kind of movie is that? Oh, it's sci-fi. So it's science fiction, which is very interesting to a lot of folks. It's a competition. They're trying to win during this film. It's something called The Hunger Games. It's an annual event, so it happens once a year. And what happens is that they pit children against one another. If you pit somebody against somebody else, it means you put them up and have them fight or compete against each other. I could say, oh, the basketball game will pit the Lakers against the Heat. They're going to compete or fight or battle each other. So they're going to pit children against children, which is really horrible. And it's a brutal survival contest. If something's brutal, it's extremely cruel and very harsh. A lot of times when you read about attacks that happened in the newspaper where someone was beaten up, they'll describe it as being a brutal attack or maybe a brutal murder, something where someone was really hurt badly before they were killed. Survival just means you're able to continue to live or exist, especially when you're in really difficult conditions or circumstances. And here it's a survival contest. Everyone's trying to come out of this contest alive, to survive it, to continue to live, even though they're all trying to kill each other.
Survival of the fittest. Okay, if you're strong, you will survive. If you're not, if you're weak, you will die. But here it's a brutal survival contest. Another word for contest would be competition. We tend to use the word contest in the United States, whereas in England they seem to like the word competition. But here it's a contest where these children are pitted against each other for a survival contest. And two children, one boy and one girl, are respectively selected from each of the 12 districts in the country known as Panem. And then they are placed in a large outdoor arena, which is controlled by the government. I guess that's where they will have this competition. Now, in the sentence, we have the word respectively. That means separately or individually, and in the order that was mentioned before, okay? So one boy and one girl respectively. So you don't have to say one boy and one girl again.
Mm-hmm. Now, a district is just an area. Could be a section of a country or a city or a town. Here in Taiwan, we have districts. I live in Dan District. So they've got 12 districts in this country that has a name that's been made up. The author invented this country, and they're placed in a large outdoor arena. These kids are. Now, you know the word arena if you follow sports, because an arena is a building for sports and some other forms of entertainment like concerts, and it has a large central area that's surrounded by seats. So we'll use arenas for basketball games or hockey. There are only certain sports where we use arenas, so it would be an indoor activity.
You probably wouldn't see a football match played in an arena unless it was indoor soccer or something like that. But here it's an outdoor arena where people are going to attend and watch this contest. It's controlled by the government, of course, this contest is, and the children are then given weapons and must fight to the death until one champion remains. A weapon, of course, can be anything that helps you fight another person. A spear, a gun, a sword, those are all examples of weapons. And if you fight to the death, that means you fight until your opponent is killed. And then after you've killed your opponent, if you're the winner, we could call you the champion. We are the champions, my friend.
When I see pictures from the film online, I always see Katniss or PETA with a bow and arrow.
Okay.
So that seems to be her weapon of choice, the one she uses.
I would rather have an AK-47 myself.
Yeah, I'd rather have a gun or a machine gun.
Get things done quick.
Yeah. It's not easy to shoot with a bow and arrow, I know. Look at the next paragraph. The main character, his name is Katniss. Katniss? Again, this name is made up by the author. We've never seen this name before. Katniss. It kind of sounds like catnip, which is food, snack food for cats.
That drives them crazy, actually. And Katniss, that could be a modern kind of name, because nowadays people are giving their children names that weren't so common in the past. And she's horrified when she hears her younger sister, Prim, has been selected to represent District 12 in the games. So I would be horrified as well if my younger sibling, my younger brother, or younger sister had been selected to fight in these violent games. So if something really frightens you, if it's something you totally didn't expect and it scares you, we can say you're horrified. I was horrified to hear the news that your mother had been killed so violently.
Oh, yeah.
As an example.
Yeah, example. Her sister has been selected to represent District 12. If you represent something, especially as an athlete, you're part of that sports event or competition, and you are there for a particular country or city or school. We have lots of athletes who represent Taiwan in the Olympics. Here, Prim, the little sister, was selected to represent her area where she came from, District 12, in the games. Of course, Katniss is horrified because she's older than her sister Prim, and she feels like she needs to protect her little sister. So what does she do? She volunteers to take Prim's place. If you volunteer, it means you offer to do something without being asked to or without being forced to. Often a person who volunteers for work does the work without getting paid to do so. But we could also use it to talk about people who just are willing to do a job that nobody really wants to do. At home, growing up, you might be willing to volunteer to do the dishes and help your mom. That's a good thing. Well, Katniss volunteers to take her little sister's place. When you take somebody's place, this is a phrase we have in our article. It means you replace someone and you do their job instead of them. I could say Tom took my former colleague's Bill's, his place here at AMC. Bill moved back to the U.S. and Tom took his place and started to record here at AMC instead. So she's there wanting to help her little sister out of a bad spot. So she volunteers to go instead of Prim. We're going to find out what happens to Katniss, but first we're going to listen to our Chinese teacher.
Hello, everyone. My name is Tina. 今天我们要看的小说的名称叫做 The Hunger Games, 也就是中文翻成的饥饿游戏。我们来看一下在第一段的第二个句子写着 It's an annual event.Which pits children against one another in a brutal survival contest. 在这里就是说明了饥饿游戏的内容。它讲到它是一个 annual event, 一年一度的活动，而让这些孩子们在残酷的生存竞争中彼此的互斗。在这里我们使用 pit against, 就是有使互相竞争或者是争斗的意思。举个例子来说 ,the peasants pitted themselves against the tyrant. 农民奋起反抗暴君就可以用 pit against 这个动词片语咯。在这样子残忍的 brutal 的生存游戏当中彼此竞争。Brutal 就是有残忍野蛮的意思，所以当你受到残忍的对待，你就可以说 brutal treatment。而中间呢，就提到一男一女各两个小孩子从某一个区域被选出来。在第一段的最后一句提到 ,the children are then given weapons and must fight to the death until one champion remains。 它的结果就是小孩子会被给予武器，然后要持续的战斗到死为止，直到 one champion remains， 只剩下一名冠军。在这里的 champion 当作名词解释成为优胜者的意思。那么容易跟它混淆的是另外一个字 championship， 指的是冠军的资格，要搭配动词 win。 所以如果你说 win a world championship， 指的就是赢得世界冠军资格。而下一段就要来讲到故事里面的一些角色咯。The main character, Katniss, is horrified when she hears her younger sister, Prim, has been selected to represent District 12 in the games, so she volunteers to take her place. 在这里面的主角 Katniss, 她听到自己的妹妹被选中要代表第十二区出赛的时候感到非常的惊恐。在这里的 horrified,感到惊恐的意思，而在这里我们使用 represent 当作动词，就有代表代理的意思。所以如果你说 Jack represents our firm， 指的就是 Jack， 代表的就是我们公司。而 30 countries were represented at the conference， 指的就是30个国家派了代表出席了这个会议。而呢，因为不忍心妹妹去参加这样子残忍的游戏，所以女主角 Katniss 她就自愿 volunteers to take her place 来取代妹妹的位置。 volunteer 当作动词，有主动提出或者是自愿去做的意思，像是 volunteer to do something， 自愿去做什么事。 volunteer an opinion代表的就是你主动的提出意见。同样的拼法可以当作名词解释成为志愿者的意思。
We're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned, we'll be right back.
Let's resume our lesson, everybody. Today we're talking about the plot of The Hunger Games, this novel by the writer Suzanne Collins. And we've got Katniss, she's the main character, and her sister has been selected to fight in The Hunger Games. Oh my goodness, she's horrified, so she volunteers to take her place. Something else happens here. We've got Peeta now.Who is a boy that Katniss has known since childhood, or she has known him since they were children, but he is selected as the male representative from her district. Remember, they select one boy and one girl respectively from each district to fight in the Hunger Games. So she's not only having her sister fighting in the games, but she also has her friend Peeta fighting there. This is probably very troublesome for her.Her boy, or I wouldn't say it's her boyfriend, but it's a friend from her childhood who is a boy. He has to fight too, so of course she's very horrified about that as well.
Yeah, I would be too. Well, they receive some brief combat training, which helps. Combat is active fighting, especially in a war situation. So they do have some training, which helps them, understand how to go out and protect themselves andkill other people. They also appear on TV during the opening ceremonies. Kind of sounds a little bit like the Olympics, where they have the opening ceremonies, which is kind of the cool part. A ceremony is usually a formal event. It's part of a social or religious occasion. You can have a wedding ceremony, a graduation ceremony. Here, they're kind of excited that they're going to have the Hunger Games, and so they...have all the athletes on TV at the beginning and the opening ceremonies. Finally, the kids are all transported to the outdoor arena, and that's when the games officially begin. If you transport someone, you move them from one place to another place. We also transport things. We move products and things that we're going to be selling in different areas and maybe different countries to different countries. So there are lots of ways to transport people and things. We often use the word transportation to talk about public transportation, like the MRT.
We sure do mass transit. That's the kind of transportation in the city. Taking the train to other cities is transportation outside the city. But here, the children, the contestants, the participants in the Hunger Games are transported to this outdoor arena, and the games officially begin. It's going to get all exciting, and people are going to get killed and stuff like that. But here, of course, it involves a lot of violence. So at the start, Katniss decides not to fight, and she escapes into the woods. Woods, of course, refers to a wooded area, an area of forest. I guess this would be nearby the arena. She says, no, I'm not going to fight. I'm not going to kill anybody. This is wrong. I'm a conscientious objector, I guess we could say. Somebody who says, no, I don't believe in violence, so I'm not going to fight. And she runs into the woods.
And there she meets up with a girl named Rue, who's from District 11, and she befriends Rue. If you befriend somebody, it just means you make friends with them. So she makes friends with Rue, and they team up. If you team up with someone, you start to work together to accomplish something. So they're going to team up and work as a team, but unfortunately, Rue is later killed by another contestant.
Oh, no.
Yeah, a contestant is just someone who takes part in a contest. If you were going to use competition, you would use competitor. A competitor in a competition and a contestant in a contest. Yeah. You mentioned earlier that you think we use contest and competition differently than British people, but I think they're pretty interchangeable. For us in America, we use contest and competition both.
Okay, well, it's a matter of opinion there, but in any case here, contestant does have to do with a contest, somebody in a contest, and Rue, unfortunately, is killed, I guess, in a contest by another contestant. Well, as you know, in different sports, the governing bodies are always changing the rules, and we have a rule change. That's later announced. If something's announced, of course, it's told to people formally. The government could make announcements, for example, about changes in the tax laws, for example. There would be an announcement for that. And this new announcement allows that there be two winners from the same district, not just one. Now, you can have two. So Katniss, as a result of this rule change, searches for Peeta. Remember, Peeta is her childhood friend.
Oh, yeah. She finds him, but she discovers he's extremely ill. So we don't know why, according to this article. I'm sure those of you who saw the film know he may have been hurt when he was battling some other contestants. But she nurses him back to health. If you nurse someone, we're using this as a verb. I mean, you take care of them, you help them because they're sick or injured. Of course, moms and dads are always nursing their kids back to health. Well, she helps him get healthy again, and in the end, those two defeat all of their enemies. But the organizers of the games, once again, change the rules. This doesn't seem to be quite fair. And they announce at this point that there can only be one winner. So now Katniss and Peeta are from the same district, and one of them can't win, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't suppose they're obliged to kill each other there, but I guess in one case here there can only be one winner, so the other person, I guess, has to die somehow.
Ew.
And Peeta and Katniss, of course, are buddies from childhood, and they've heard about the changed rules, or you could say the rule changes. And so they decide, well, I guess like Romeo and Juliet here, they decide to eat poisonous berries and die together. We've got all sorts of different kinds of berries, strawberries, blueberries, and stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
We don't know what kinds of berries these are here, but these are berries that are not good for you. They're poisonous. If something is poisonous, it has poison in it, and it's going to be dangerous. You may not necessarily die from eating it, but it's still pretty bad for you. For example, there are quite a few poisonous snakes in Taiwan, so if you're taking a hike in the mountains, you better know a thing or two about identifying poisonous snakes or how to avoid them. Also, there are different kinds of poisonous plants, but here we have poisonous berries. If they eat them, they're going to die together.
Ooh, sounds terrible. Well, their determination changes the government's decision. If you have determination, you have this quality about you that makes you want to continue to try to achieve your goals, even though there are some difficulties ahead of you. If you have determination, we could say you are determined. That is the adjective form of this noun, determined. So they've got a lot of determination, and the government sees this and thinks, oh, these are two great kids. Let's let them both live. And so they change the rules again. And at that point, PETA and Katniss are both declared winners in the end. To declare something is to say something in a very official or even formal way so the public knows about it. I love it when the government declares typhoon holidays. Those are my favorite declarations from the government.
Right, to declare, of course, some countries in the past declared independence, and then they fought these wars, like the United States declared independence from England back in 1776. But here, both of these kids here, Katniss and PETA, are declared winners in the end, and hey, that's how the story ends. What do you think of that? Will that bring an end to these violent Hunger Games? I guess you'll have to read the book to find out. And that brings us to the end of our discussion for today. It's time now to turn things over to our beloved Chinese teacher.
另外还有一个角色叫做 PETA， 在这里的句子提到 PETA, a boy she has known since childhood, is selected as the male representative from her district.除了 Katniss 之外呢，还有一位男孩也是他从幼童时期就认识的，也同样被挑选出来成为呢这个男性的代表，少男的代表，在这里当作名词 representative 代表的就是代理人、代表者的意思。于是游戏正式开始。下一段的第一句提到 At the start, Katniss decides not to fight and escapes into the woods. 所以刚开始的时候呢 Katniss 决定她不要战斗，然后就躲进树林当中。在这当中她又认识了另外一个小女孩，但是呢中间女孩子 Rue 却因为其他的参赛者而被遭杀害了。这时候中间提到本来只能有一位冠军得主，稍后呢，这个规则改变了。这个规则的改变的内容是 allows there to be， 允许那里可以有 two winners from the same district， 同样一个区域可以有两个参赛的优胜者胜出。于是 Katniss 这时候开始寻找 PETA。In the end, they defeat all of their enemies, but the organizers once again change the rules, announcing that there can only be one winner. 于是到最后两个人同手携手打败了其他的敌人，可是呢这时候游戏的 organizers组织者又再次改变规则，宣布赢家只有一位。本来两个人决定要一起吃下有毒的莓果殉情。最后一句 However, their determination changes the government's decision, and both of them are declared winners in the end. 因为他们的决心感动了，也改变了政府的决定，最后宣布他们两人都是胜利者。
That's all the time we have for today. It's been such a pleasure to be with you here today, and it's going to be even more of a pleasure if you decide to join us in our program next time, so please do so. From all of us here at English Digest, I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
Goodbye.
Bye.